From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Media reports Thursday, quoting unidentified senior administration officials, indicate that U.S. President Donald Trump could name Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo to replace Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Pompeo has apparently won Trump's favor while giving him CIA's daily intelligence briefings in person at the White House. The White House press secretary downplayed the reports of Tillerson's departure, saying, quote, "There are no personnel announcements at this time." U.S.'s ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, says North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile launch is bringing the world closer to war, not further from it. Despite President Trump's bravado towards North Korea and hurling insults at its leader, Kim Jong-un, Haley told an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council that the United States is not seeking a war with North Korea.
We need China to do more. President Trump called Chinese President Xi this morning and told him that we have come to the point that China must cut off the oil from North Korea. That would be a pivotal step in the world's effort to stop this international pariah.
North Korea announced Wednesday it successfully tested what it called a new intercontinental ballistic missile that could reach the continental United States. It was Pyongyang's 20th ballistic missile launch of this year. More than 400 U.S. Marines who helped recapture the Syrian city of Raqqa from Islamic State are leaving the country. The Marines and their artillery were deployed to Syria in March, joining an alliance of Kurdish and Arab troops and the Syrian Democratic Forces. From Washington, this is VOA.